This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fresh strikes targeted Yemen's Houthis on Saturday, security sources in the U.S. military said, after the Iran-backed rebels warned of further attacks on Red Sea shipping. The strikes came a day after U.S. and British forces hit scores of targets across the country, heightening fears that Israel's war with Palestinian militant group Hamas could engulf the region. Violence involving Iran-aligned groups in Yemen, Lebanon, Iraq, and Syria have surged since the war in Gaza began in early October. After the latest U.S.-British airstrikes against Houthi militia targets in Yemen, analysts in Egypt are raising concerns of a widening conflict that will further affect shipping in the Suez Canal and cause damage to the regional and world economy. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Former Egyptian Deputy Foreign Minister Hussein Hariri told Arab media that the U.S.-British attacks on the Houthis continue. It's not going to resolve the problem, but exacerbate it and cause a widening of the conflict to other fronts in the region and affect both the security and the economies of the Middle East and Europe. Hariri noted that an escalating conflict could result in an attack on a U.S. or British warship that would force a more robust response from the U.S. or Britain. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Tens of thousands of people demonstrated in central London on Saturday to demand an end to Israel's bombing of Gaza as the conflict between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas approached its 100th day. The 4-kilometer demonstration wound its way